take our cup tonight, Jesus said at the Last Supper with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to them. He says, when we come together, we break the bread, remembering that this is his body. And we know that he was foretelling what was about to take place, that his body would be put through some of the most unthinkable things for you and I, that he allowed himself to have his hands chained to the post and to be whipped with the cat of nine tails, which ripped the flesh off his back, carrying that cross up that same back, carrying a cross. So as we take the bread tonight, we remember that upon the cross that Jesus allowed himself to be nailed, to carry the sins of the world to the cross, our sins, he carried there. And so we remember the bread. Let's pray over it today. Father, we thank you for the bread, which symbolizes your body, which was given for us as a sacrifice. We remember that this babe who came in a manger lived and grew up to give himself up willingly upon the roll of the cross, that he would take the punishment of the sins of the world, that all who believe could walk in the new fellowship. Tonight we remember the price that our salvation cost. We remember the price of grace, and we say thank you as we eat of the bread together. Then he said, likewise, in the same manner, take this cup, which symbolizes the blood that was going to be shed for us. Remember up until this time that the ritual was that they had to take the spotless lamb and they had to sacrifice its blood to make atonement for the sins. But no longer would the lamb be required, because the Lamb of God was now going to willingly give himself up. The one who yet walked this earth but yet knew no sin was going to give himself up to you and I. All who believe in the power of this blood, all who believe in what takes place on the cross, who accept him as our Lord and Savior, that we can receive the atonement and forgiveness of our sins. So Father, we remember the cost of grace. We remember the price you paid for our freedom. That while we were yet sinners, Christ, you died for us, loving us even when we didn't return that affection. For you loved the world so much that you gave your only son. We remember the price that was paid. We remember that this blood has the power to wash away our sins, that all who believe in the power of the cross and the power of the redemption of the Savior, the Messiah, that now we can walk in the new forgiveness, a new grace. It's called the New Testament covenant, and we remember the cost of that, that you sent your son to die on the cross for us. We drink now in remembrance. In your own way, I want you just to begin to thank him. Can you make a personal prayer? God, thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Come on, tell him. God, I thank you for dying for me. Thank you for giving yourself. Father, thank you for giving your only son. Jesus, thank you for taking our sin to the cross. We love you so much. Come on. Just tell him out of your own words how much you love him. Express to him this Christmas, I love you, Father. I love you, Savior. So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for undeserved grace. Thank you for dying for our sins, carrying the weight of our sins to the cross. We thank you today. We remember that Christmas means that baby came to the manger, who grew up to give his life for us. We remember and we say thank you, Father. We worship you, God. Christmas is all about you. We thank you together. Thank you. received the candle when you walked in, our section leaders are going to come and they're going to help you light your candles on the very end of your row and then pass it on to the person next to you. I invite you to stand on your feet. We're going to close with this chorus of Silent Night. And I want you to let it ring really loud. Let's sing it to the Lord tonight as we light our candles.